I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. A lot can happen in a day. Yesterday, it looked like the protests in Hong Kong were winding down after an agreement was made for talks between protesters and government officials. Just 24 hours later, those talks are off. Groups of pro-Beijing supporters attacked the protesters, tearing down the camps. Earlier today, I spoke with my colleague Matthew Bell in Hong Kong. He was at one of the protest sites today.
It's really hard to tell exactly who the counter-protesters are. The scenes are pretty ugly of fighting and people getting beaten. Some of these barricades were pulled down, and large parts of a couple of the sit-in protests in two different areas seem to have been basically dismantled. People here, I'm at the main protest site in central Hong Kong, and people here are fully convinced that a lot of these people are paid thugs, paid by the political opposition to come out and stir up trouble and just either attract police attention or bring an end to this thing more quickly.
And when you say the opposition, are you referring to the Chinese central government, the mainland, who don't really take a shine to these demonstrations?
Yeah, you'll hear that. You'll hear people, protesters, saying that this is all about Beijing and Beijing forces here operating in Hong Kong. I was listening to speeches here earlier, and people were saying that it's the police's responsibility, that it's the Hong Kong government's responsibility to maintain order. There's a lot of fear here that the protesters will be blamed by the broader Hong Kong public for the violence and for the disruption. You've got government officials that are still, again, as they've been doing every day, encouraging the protesters to go home, sort of laying the blame at the feet of these demonstrations and saying that everyone needs to obey the law, but these barricades need to come down, and the students, the protesters are still largely young people, they just need to leave.
Is it possible that these counter-clashes, as I've been reading, are just coming from disgruntled employees and office workers who just want to get to work?
This could be part of it, Marco. It's interesting because I was in that very neighborhood, Mong Kok, the other day. We were walking around talking to people. I remember specifically talking to one business owner who was selling goldfish, and he was saying, listen, I like the students. I like what they say. I like what they stand for. But what I don't like are these barricades in the streets. I don't like the fact that they seem to have taken the law into their own hands. I'm not happy about this. He didn't like the direction that it was going. Now, he didn't seem angry, but I definitely got a sense of the frustration there.
Regardless of who is actually clashing with the protesters, what's this done to the morale of the demonstrators at this point?
It's interesting, Marco. I'm here at the protest site, and the rain is coming down, but there are still a lot of people here, you know, and chatting with people. They say their spirits are up. They're gonna maintain this thing. I can hear the chanting here. It's loud as it's been. On the other hand, what seems to be in jeopardy at this point is this planned meeting between the chief secretary of the Hong Kong government and some of the protest leaders. At this point, at least one of the protest groups has said the meeting is called off. They're calling on the police to maintain order, and if these violent incidents continue to happen, they're just not going to negotiate with the government at all.
I mean, that seems major, because yesterday there was a lot of optimism and encouragement that the protest leaders would actually get to dialogue with the head of Hong Kong, but now it seems like the air has been taken out of that.
It did seem very positive, but I think we should think about this in, you know, kind of two different worlds operating here in parallel. You've got the politics going on behind closed doors. It's not so clear exactly what's happening there and where that can go. And then the situation on the streets, which clearly, because of the events today, shows that it's pretty volatile.
The World's Matthew Bell there, speaking with me from a rainy Hong Kong.